for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
O'Brien doing the ruck work against Bolter. Beautiful palm down to Martin, who under pressure gets his kick away inside forward 50. And Baker stretching and marking. Gee, he's good overhead.
Yeah, he's taking for a
little
few,
man. Down on the mark stands 49 from goal. We are in the shadows of the full-time siren. Darkness has descended the MCG. And Baker is pushed himself well off the mark here.
Siren, he might kick this after
he
the siren.
He might have to kick it after the siren.
Unload a big tour, although he kicked a drop punt from the same distance the other end, Kingy.
So siren will sound as he makes his approach.
A little bit further out, I reckon, Chuck. Yep. Will he have the same effort after
the siren? Or is he going to go with the tour?
Tour.
He looks like he might go with the tour. He's gone the tour.
And that's what happens.
And that is anticlimactic, to say the least. It's gone off the outside of the right boot, barely gone 30 metres and ended up in the punt row forward pocket. Here's the song, Tiger Fans.
The fighting fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin, risking head and shin. If we're behind, then never mind, we'll fight and fight and win, for we're from Tigerland. We never weep until the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold, for we're from Tigerland. Yellow and black, we're from Tigerland.
It was a slow start from the Tigers. Took them to the 12-minute mark to kick their first goal, and the Hawks dominated play early, but they were in front by 3 points at quarter time, thanks to a Dustin Martin goal after the siren. And then they pulled away in the second quarter to lead by 16. 22-8 was the margin at three-quarter time. And then 36 points, the final margin. They kicked 11 goals to 6 after the first change. And they pick up what is win number 6 of the season. And they sit 5th on the AFL ladder.
We're from Tigerland. A fighting fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin, risking head and shin. If we're behind, then never mind, we'll fight and fight and win, for we're from Tigerland. We never weep until the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold, for we're from Tiger. Yellow and black, we're from Tigerland.
Didn't notice, did Lynch and Sicily shake hands at the end of the
no,
game?
No, I did pay attention to that, but let's see if we can tap into Tom Lynch and Gilbert McAdam.
I was going to be managed to hang in there and then grind away in the end.
Yeah, look, you've had a bit of criticism, but you've been playing well, mate. How's your body standing up? Because you missed a lot of footy last year. You're looking like you're starting to feel comfortable.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good. It's good to be, playing footy on the G, and I'm building up, so no, me feels really good.
Hey, thanks for your time and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Gilbert.
Gilbert McAdam, Tom Lynch, from Channel 7 there, speaking with Tom Lynch. Let's see who else Gilbert has a chat to before the Tigers disappear off the ground and we head to a break. The Richmond players just huddling up in the middle of the ground. Hawthorn players also huddling up. And it looks like kick to kick going to take place as they pull the ropes out to predict the corridor here at the MCG. And it looks like we actually might not be getting any more from our friends at Channel 7. So we all get a breakaway here.
Yep.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Halftime at Giant Stadium.
Carlton are in all sorts. They've only kicked 13 points in a half of footy. The GWS are 87. So, unfortunately, the Blues are going to be under scrutiny unless they can fight hard and win some respect in the second half.
Richmond 95, Hawthorn 59 here at the MCG. Thanks to Warrilily, Live, Breathe, Carrick Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation. All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Imagine how much you could save using the sun to power your home. Now, imagine if someone else paid for half of the conversion. City to Surf Solar can show you how to take advantage of the state government's 50% solar rebate, which kicks in July 1st. Make hay when the sun shines, and the rebate could pay for half. Speak to City to Surf Solar now and beat the July 1 rush. T's and C's apply. So see if you're eligible with City to Surf Solar, Essington Street, Grovedale. citytosurfsolar.com.au.
There's a very special day coming up, Beatrice, and I've got big plans.
Oh, Bruce, you remembered.
I'll never forget that special day in 1982.
Yes, Bruce, it was wonderful.
Honestly, my life just wouldn't be the same without them.
Them?
Yeah, Kerr's Hire. They opened back in 1982. What did you think I was talking about?
Our wedding anniversary.
Oh, right.
Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. kerrshire.com.au.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern, unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mould cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Back here at the MCG, and I don't know whether we can take the audio from down at ground level, Dave, because Sean Griggs being interviewed, of course, he retired during the week. The body, unfortunately, won't let him to do what he wants to do anymore.
We'll miss you out here every week, but we wish you all the best. We just wish you a really good future, a really bright future, and can't wait to see you stick around here at the club. Congratulations.
So Sean Griggs getting the applause of the Richmond faithful and his teammates.
Are they going to cheer him off, are they?
See
with the suit on.
Yeah, he's going to get cheered off the ground. The 2017 Premiership player started at the Blues. What a nice touch that Sean Grigg gets chaired off the MCG after announcing his retirement. Dusty, one of those.
I reckon, is it Jack Riewoldt that got him up as well?
It is, yep.
Just tore the other ligament on the other leg, I reckon, when he threw him on the shoulder.
So that is Sean Grigg's career done and dusted. He came to Richmond and Andrew Collins...
Shut up, Carlton. Kingy.
Stop it, Kingy. Seriously, mate.
And I reckon...
Everyone knows that, Kingy. Don't look at me with that look on your face. Was it Collins? Of course it was Andrew Collins.
And not the bloke that played for Hawthorn and is now coaching Williamstown.
He didn't go on?
But most people thought...
No.
Most people thought that Carlton were getting the better end of that deal.
No, I never thought we did.
Was he the tall defender?
I knew that we were getting rid of a really good player with Grigg.
Yep.
I didn't realise he'd become... a premiership player and his be as good as he was, but I knew we were getting rid of a pretty good player. He wanted to go though. He did want to go, so it wasn't.
Who, Grigg?
Yeah, he wanted out.
He could see the future.
You played on a pretty good Andrew Collins for a few times. He was a bloody good
player. He's a good player, Andy Collins.
Little nuggety back pocket.
Yeah. Drew Jones is down in the K-Rock rooms where we can join him now, and I think he's about to be joined by the good people of the Richmond Football Club. Drew?
Yeah, they're flooding into the rooms now, the Richmond boys, after their big win over the Hawks. Fairly healthy crowd. Ralph Carr hanging around. See his face
Dusty's
in the crowd.
Manager.
Noah Bolter led the team into the rooms, who had a superb game today. So we're going to have Josh Caddy after the song.
Fantastic. 50th game today for the Tigers, for the former Cat and Sun. As I believe the Tigers are just huddling up in the rooms. And about to launch a We're From Tigerland on the...
They want to get Sean Grigg, I reckon, into the...
They got him?
I was standing in the way there. Sean Grigg's going into the circle.
Fantastic. That's a nice touch from the Tigers.
We're from Tigerland! The fighting fury, we're from Tigerland! In anywhere you will see us with a grip, hey, risking energy, hey, we're on, never mind, we'll fight and fight a winner, we're from Tigerland! We never win until the final, so let's go! Like the Tigers of old, we're strong and we're bold, we're from Tigerland! Yellow and black, we're from Tigerland!
Are we talking now to Josh Caddy, or are we waiting?
Yeah, they're not going to go into the meeting, so we're going to try and grab Josh now. I've just tried to turn the K-Rock mic just to where the snappers were since I was right behind Shawnee Greek, so hopefully a bit of coverage.
Oh, that's good work.
So 95.5.
That's why you are one of the best, Drew Jones, down boundary side for Pettis. Suspension fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solo. We'll let Drew catch up with Josh Caddy, who we'll have a chat to very, very shortly down in the victorious Richmond room. So the next month for the Tigers is Essendon at the MCG, North Melbourne at Marvel Stadium, Geelong here at the MCG, which will be a cracking Friday night, and then Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval. While for Hawthorn, Port Adelaide in Launceston, Brisbane at the Gabba, their bye, and then Essendon at Marvel Stadium. So right now, I'm suspecting Hawthorn in those three of those games are starting probably as underdog.
Yeah, well, it's a season, Kingy, that we've said throughout. Anyone can beat anybody except perhaps for the bottom two. I think Carlton and North Melbourne are dragging the chain a little bit at the moment. The rest of it's a fairly even competition.
But even Melbourne went to Perth and probably stiff not to come home with the 4 points.
Yeah, 100%. They were very, very good. And that's what I've enjoyed so much about this season. For me, and great that we're on K-Rock, Geelong have been the standout team. And then I reckon you can throw a blanket over the next half a dozen. And then there's another group of which Hawthorn fit that bill. I think Richmond are just travelling nicely. Darren Buick again. Will you put Cochin back into that side? Put Riewoldt back in a few weeks' time. And they're just chipping away and chipping away. I still think that they've got the personnel that can be right there at the end of the year.
What it's done, Chuck, is allow them to introduce some players that we'd never heard of. Like a Bolton's now getting regular games. Sheridan, he's come in. Sheridan Stack.
Sheridan
and
Stack's
doing really
in, yeah.
Well.
The soldering iron.
Yeah, that's right. Soldo. And they've come in and just played their part. So it's good for them going forward that they know that if there is injuries or towards the end of the year, they can call on these players to come in. But I disagree a little bit. I think it's Geelong up there. I think it's Collingwood, GWS and the Eagles. And then I think there's a fair gap between the rest.
So the Tigers, as you mentioned, Cochin, Riewoldt, Jack Graham's a handy inclusion premiership player, and Jaden Short's the other one as well.
He's a good player, Jaden.
Who had a really good 2018, and now Nankervis also being out of the side. So there's probably five to slot back in to that lineup.
Just the fact today, though, Boris, that they dominated the clearances like they did. I mean, Soldo's probably still developing his craft around the ground in regards to possessions, but you look at someone like Nankervis and Soldo. I mean, Nankervis gives you a bit of grunt, but today that was a brilliant effort by Soldo. I mean, it's going to be a hard decision to make.
Yeah, most definitely. And we spoke about Geelong having those problems, and it's a really good thing for Richmond as well. And then you have Bolter being able to come in and give that second. And he's the interesting one in the whole lot because he can play in different spots and give them a different look. So, yeah, going forward, they're doing well at the moment while they've got these players out. They're big players out, and when they come in, they're going to be better for those players back in the team.
Just around the grounds, boys, at halftime at Giants Stadium and the GWS lead by 74 points over the Blues.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solo down to the victorious Richmond rooms. We thought we were talking with Josh Caddy, Drew Jones, but I think you've got Kane Lambert with you.
Yeah, we've upgraded to Kane Lambert. Cracking game today. I just wanted to ask you, Kane, thanks for your time on K-Rock Footy. You've got over 1,000 games worth of experience out today. The team just continually gets it done no matter who's on the park. How do you create that culture where that's possible?
Yeah, I might not be out there after that comment about Caddy upgrading. I'll make sure he doesn't hear that one. But look, it's not about coming in and doing anything special. It's just playing your role. And the great thing is that players are playing at a VFL level. They're coming in and playing a role that they're good at. They're not necessarily coming in and have to fill a spot. But I suppose you just come out, have fun and play to your strengths.
Certainly makes a difference when you know your best players play well, and Dustin Martin today, 36 disposals, a couple of goals, and he really set the tone for you.
Yeah, he sets the tone most weeks, really. Look, statistically, he probably got a great game, but it's not always about statistics at our footy club, and Dustin got the reward this week, but he's been great all year, and his impact goes well beyond just what's on the field, and he's grown as a person, as a leader as well.
Kane, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. Tom King, Darren Berry, Darren Buick and Heath Buck up in the K-Rock box. I want to ask you about Sydney Stack and just the impact he's had since coming into the side. Game number 7 today, but Darren Buick made the comment it's like he's played 100 AFL games.
It does, mate, and you're having a big impact when one of the opposition players goes, gee, that kid can play. So, look, he's fearless, isn't he, the way he goes about his footy. You know, it's a great story to get himself onto the list. And look, he's flourished in our system. And he might not have played seven games now, but I'm sure he's going to play a lot more.
Did you see something in him when he rocked up to the club? And it was very late when he got here.
Yeah, it was late. We just seen a kid that had an appetite to work hard. You know, the amount of spews he had, he probably come a little bit underdone, but he threw up quite a few times. But he just had a crack, and you know, that's all we can expect of him.
Kane, Darren Berry, thanks for your time on K-Rock. The two big boys, really impressive for us today. We said pre-match that McAvoy was going to be a tough matchup. He went down injured. Segler started well, but Noah Bolter and Ivan Soldo, in the absence of Big Dan Curvis, I thought they were outstanding today.
Yeah, I agree with you. They were fantastic. Obviously, McAvoy's a great player. And Segler's come in and played a role for them when McAvoy went down. But Big Soldo, it's another one of those cases where it's just come in, played a role, don't do anything special, just play to your strengths. And, Bolter himself, he can do some special things. But, the way he hunts the ball is Richmond-like, and, that's what we like about him.
I like those words, Richmond-like. And a couple of times, Noah Bolter, I haven't seen a lot of it, looks like a real athlete, but you just got to work on his kick in a big game, because he ran in a few times inside 50 and bombed him into the crowd. But he's got a good leg, and he backs himself.
Yeah, he does. I think the great thing about Noah sometimes is we don't know what he's doing, or the opposition don't know what he's doing, so it works in our favour. But, he's pretty raw, but he's got an appetite to work and get better and improve, and, look, he's going to be a special player, I think.
Fifth quarter thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. We're speaking with star Richmond player Kane Lambert. Here's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
Well played today, Kane. Across the board, the boys were really even and no real standouts apart from, a couple who we've mentioned previously. Tommy Lynch, how's his day gone with young James Sicily with him all day?
It seemed like they had a bit of a duel down there, didn't they? But, look, Tom competed well. I'm not sure how many goals he kicked, but...
Three in the end,
so that's a pretty good reward for him. But we just wanted to compete, bring the ball to the ground. And, Sicily's a real attacking player. He can be real damaging as well. So, look, I thought Tom played his role as we expect. And, he's probably copped a fair bit of criticism over the time, but Tom's another one that... whether or not he hits the scoreboard, he's still having an impact for this footy club.
And the impact he's had at the club since he's come. I mean, he has copped some criticism, but he seems to have settled in really well and, as you said, playing a really important role for you.
Yeah, he has. And, he's probably had a lot of hype over the last, 12, 18 months, but he's coming here and just slotted in and just wants to be a role player. And, his role is to bring the ball to the ground. And, I think over time he's going to start clunking some marks and kicking more goals. But, for now it's just about... competing and creating a contest.
Kane, just enlighten us. You said before, like your Richmond style, obvious question, Cochin, Rewalt, Rance, big names, superstar players out of the team. The good team seems to... You can't replace those champions, but role players that have come in and playing the brand that you want?
Yeah, of course. They're superstars in their own right, and you can't replace them, but you can replace them with players that want to play with an intent and effort, and that's all we ask for them.
It's been outstanding, mate, and we wish you all the best for the rest of the year. Thanks so much for your time. One more, Darren Buick, before we go.
Just a quick one, Kane. Your coach, I had the pleasure of playing with him for a while. He hated meetings. He couldn't stand meetings. They were going on too long. How is he with all that, mate?
Nah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. He he doesn't have meetings for the sake of him, which probably makes sense considering he doesn't really like them too much. But, he's pretty to the point. He wants us to enjoy it. It's not in there to, annoy us. Or it's all relevant information. So if he does go a little bit long, I'll remind him of that one too.
Good. And are the blokes down the club, are they... knocking on his door to try and stay at his place? Because everyone has gone and stayed at his place, including Rioli and now young Sydney Stack. They've become really stars of the club.
Yeah, they have. I think he's got a pretty good pad, so maybe a few of us might have to shack up there. Yeah.
Kane, we always appreciate talking to you on K-Rock Footy. We've loved your journey, obviously, out of the VFL and getting your opportunity of being a star at the Tigers. 83 games in now, and you're fun to watch. It's good fun watching the Tigers as well. Well done this afternoon, and can't wait for next Saturday night. A big one, Dreamtime at the G.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Kane Lambert joining us on K-Rock Footy. Good to have him on as part of the fifth quarter. Thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. What's happening at Giants Stadium, Buck?
74-point lead, half-time still Kingy in favour of the Giants. The boys only kicked two goals in that first half, so, yep, green shoots.
Mm-hmm. Earlier today, Port Adelaide 13-11-89 over Gold Coast 7-9-51. Farrell and Frampton kicking 3 goals apiece for the Power. Wiley Buzzer kicked 5 goals in Geelong's VFL win over Collingwood, 10-8, 68 to 9.
And got a call from 61. Sheridan Stack as well. His phone's just been going absolutely crazy.
Few people
he's
got thought he was on
he's
debut.
He's got a contract. He's got sponsorship.
Those green
made him into an absolute celebrity king.
They've had the lawnmower out, those green shoots. They're gone.
Oh, they're gone, mate. Yeah,
you're in real trouble there, Bucky. How long does Brendan Bolton hold on for?
Look, I personally, I don't think there'll be any changes made this year. It's just my gut
feel. Not during the season?
No, not at all.
But at the end of the year?
I've said that a number of times after that North debacle a couple of weeks ago, they couldn't afford to do it again.
Yep.
Particularly not after...
Don't worry, you got the Bombers coming up soon, haven't you?
Well, there's a win. There's a win.
For some reason.
We've got the Saints next week. There's another win.
Hey, settle.
No. It doesn't look good, King. I mean, gee, what do you say? Didn't want to...
Hey, and the other thing is, too, where did Kane Lambert play some VFL at?
Northern Blues. Very nice. Stop it, King.
Stop tipping the salt into the open wound, Kingy.
Fifth quarter, signature home, signature solar. We're going to come back on the other side of this with our goal of the day, our Hamlin hanger. I don't think there was anything that lived up to what Tommy Stewart did last night at GMHBA Stadium. You can hear that at krfootball.com.au. As you can, the Zach Tui interview from this afternoon when he joined us to talk about yesterday's or last night's win over the Bulldogs.
I reckon we just play that one again, mate, after the last quarter here. People were falling asleep. With your call, they'll be waking up.
Steamatic standout.
Tom Stewart.
You're on that, Boris, for this afternoon. Bucky's got the Kerr's High stats. Drew Jones will be back from the rooms with an Eastern Shot of God Hospital injury updates. But the Tigers get it done. They improved to 6-3 with a 36-point win over the Hawks. The Breeze, Carol Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes. Hey K-Rock fans, better brace yourself because Geelong's favourite radio competition is back. Kashioki! K-Rock's Kashioki.
Thanks to the Melbourne Vixens.
You finish the line of a famous song.
One kiss is all it takes.
And you win cash.
Falling in love with me.
That is unreal.
Better warm up that singing voice. K-Rock 955's Kashioki. Be listening all day to win cold hard cash.
See the Melbourne Vixens clash with the New South Wales Swifts Sunday, May 22nd at Margaret Court Arena. MelbourneVixens.com.au.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders, and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering, and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering, and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend,
live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
MCG, where the crowd are starting to filter out after kick-to-kick being herded off like cows by the rope that take ropes off the corridor, and then the security guards move it out and basically... Pig pen style, move you off the ground. Richmond by 36 points, 14-11-95 to 8-11-59 over the Hawks. Some key numbers from the afternoon for Kerr's Hire, please, Bucky, and also our AFL fantasy football numbers. Of course, AFL fantasy football powered by Telstra.
I can tell you, King, I'll just do those fantasy numbers first. Martin, 135. Alice, 130. 117 to Hawley. 101 to Nick Flostone. And 100 apiece to Edwards and Asprey. They were the best for the Tigers. O'Meara, 117. Warple, 107. Bruce, 102. And Jonathan Segler. Great game this afternoon around the ground. He had a 101. 26 disposals and 8 marks to Jonathan Segler. But he was thrashed in the hitouts. The Kurzweil stats are kingy. Look, we looked at the clearances as one of the big indicators this afternoon. 14-8 out of the middle in favour of Richmond and around the ground 36-26. So Soldo was influential with that 35 hitouts and a massive 17 to advantage. Segler, the best of the Hawks with 4. McAvoy went off in the third quarter. Chucky only had the 1. So that's a domination by Soldo.
Yep,
really, really good, really good. Inside 50s, only 2 in favour of the Tigers. They were pretty efficient. 25 scoring shots from their 51 entries. Hawthorn 49 and 19 scoring shots. Individually, Martin 37 disposals. Probably his most complete game for the season in regards to a four-quarter performance. Kicked 2 goals too. Hawley, just, you know, he's a bit of an evergreen now, Butcher Hawley, 35 disposals. Alice, he's winding back the clock after looking like he was on the scrap heap last year. 35 touches, 13 marks, 9 handball receives and 4 inside 50s to Brandon Ellis. Presti, 29. Edwards, 26. Flostone, a bit more of a midfield role this afternoon for Nick Flostone. He had it 24 times. Kane Lambert, 22. And David Asprey, 12 marks to David Asprey, down back and 20 touches. 20 to Broad, including 10 in the third quarter, and 6 marks. 17 apiece to Sydney Stack. Caddy had 17 and 3 goals straight. Higgins, 17, 6 marks and a goal, and 14 apiece to Grimes, Bolter, and Connor Menadue. For the Hawks, 30 apiece to Ricky Henderson and Jagger O'Meara. Segler mentioned him with his 8 marks and 26 touches. Warple, 26. Cousins, 25. Shields, 24. 21 apiece to Jarman Impey. And James Sicily ended up with 21 touches and 8 marks. That was an interesting duel, that one, with Big Tom Lynch, who kicked 3 goals straight. Hardwick, 20-19 to Tom Scully. And their best player up forward was Luke Bruce-King with 14 touches, 7 marks and 3 goals. 2 crowd of 64,936 saw Richmond, 14-11, 95. Defeat Hawthorn, 8-11, 59.
Good work, Bucky. Thank you for that. That leads us to our Steamatic standout for this afternoon. Boris, who is your Steamatic standout?
I'm not going to go over the stats again, but I thought he gave his midfielders, Martin and Alice and Presti, the first use of the ball. So I'm going to give it to Ivan Soldo.
Big Ivan Soldo.
Big boy.
Ooh, big boy Soldo.
Our Steamatic standout, please. Don't panic. Call Steamatic. Delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the Greater Geelong area for 25 years. Steamatic. Don't panic. Call Steamatic. Drew Jones is back from the rooms. Hawthorn with a couple of injury issues out of this one with McAvoy and Lewis.
Yeah, so McAvoy ankle hurt that in the second. Towards the end of the first quarter. Tried it out in the second and then didn't come back after half time. So we'll get that scanned up throughout the week. But they obviously, they must have jabbed it up at quarter time to have him come out and have another go. So Mitchell Lewis's concussion. So my wires obviously got crossed, but Hawthorn didn't get back to me about Lewis, so I went elsewhere to try and get the information. So concussion.
Yep.
So he went down and had a cog state test, and that was him done for the day. So a couple of little concerns there. I mean, potentially that's a way back into the team for Jared Ruffhead, who did have a quiet day in the VFL. But Jackson Ross is one of their keys in the VFL who's been playing well as well. And then Connor Nash was an emergency today. So they do have a few options if he can't get up for next week. But interesting to see how the Hawks play that one. They have got a lot of injury issues. Wingard, Isaac Smith, both on the outer of the side as well at the moment. No concerns for Richmond. Though interesting, Alex Rance was down in the rooms and he was icing up his knee. So I wonder if he had done a little run and was maybe a little bit sore this afternoon.
Over the Swinburne Centre or
potentially,
something.
Potentially, but I was surprised to see surprised to see that, although I'm not necessarily saying it's anything to worry about, but just he's clearly doing a little bit of work on the knee and if he's having to ice it up. So I guess that might be a good sign. They haven't put him on the long-term injury list, so there's a chance that they think he potentially could be available towards the back end of the season.
So you won't be reporting, Drew, that he's done his ACL again?
No, I don't think so. I'll leave that to Tom Brown.
St John of God Hospital injury update.
Just a little wacky.
You know what? We were close to getting bombed by Jack Riewoldt in our interview there. If Kane's answer had been just a little bit shorter, he was about to grab the mic and jump in.
Oh, really?
Which would have been good fun, potentially.
That would have been absolutely great.
So he did carry Sean Grigoff. Did you see that?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Oh, I didn't see it on the monitor.
Yeah, it was Jack Riewoldt and Dusty. Yeah.
So that was a good test out for Jack's knee.
They're just about best mates, I think, Sean Grigg and...
He's passed that fitness test, so that's good.
Great stuff. St John of God, your emergency specialist, bringing us our injury updates. Hamlin Hanger, goal of the day. Where are you going first, please, Bucky?
Look, gee, it was hard, Kenny, to find highlights this afternoon. It wasn't a bad game of football. It wasn't a standout game. But, look, we go to the second quarter for the goal of the day, and the former Cat, Josh Cadity, who's now a premiership player and kicked three goals this afternoon, 17 disposals and three marks, always is able to find a little bit of space and kicked a really, really classy goal at the 10-minute mark of the second quarter.
Cover the ball and give it up to Grimes, who centre kick inside 50, wanting Bolton or Lynch. Lynch on the third attempt could mark. Out of the pack, Caddy, goal.
Don't play the Perry man.
The Perry man is, it's almost 100 points at the Giants Stadium, and we're not even halfway through the third quarter.
And going into hiding.
And the Blues didn't kick the first one of the quarter.
Well, that's even a worse omen now.
You changed the script.
Carlton will kick the next day.
Stay focused, Bucky. You've given us the goal of the day, which was Josh Cadty, but what about the mark of the day?
Hamlin Hanger.
Hamlin Hanger, give us the mark of the day. Kingy, do you want to say a little bit about them?
Proudly Geelong owned and operated, Bucky.
And look, Pariser queued this up back in the studio because we really found it tough to find a mark of the day this afternoon. This never ended up being a mark because it ended up being a free kick to, I can't remember who it was, maybe Noah Bolter, but Tom Litcher had a great tussle with James Sicily this afternoon, pulled down a really, really strong grab, but it wasn't paid in the end, but we still gave it the Hamlin Hanger mark of the day.
Bolton kick to the top of the square with Lynch flying and hanging on with the Hamlin Hanger of the afternoon. Wonderful mark over the top from Tom Lynch.
Is that the one they gave to McIntosh?
McIntosh.
Yes. McIntosh. Yeah, I couldn't think. I couldn't remember.
Of course, Hamlin building itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. Apparently, we have an extra, which always worries me.
Briser always does this on Richmond games. Lucky. What do you got for us, Briser?
On his non-preferred left, a high kick. And Boris has taken the mark of the year!
Good work, Briser.
He has put Tom Liberatore on a footy card with one of the most spectacular marks you'll ever see at GMHBA Stadium.
That was right in front of you guys too, wasn't it? I thought last night when I went home and I turned the telly on and I saw that mark, I just pictured what I just heard. Like, he was that high, you could have almost shaken hands with him.
Tommy, when you're calling them, do you... I know it's hard, but when you're calling them, do you look back and go, oh, geez, I was glad I called that one?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You have to sort of sit back and go, geez, I nailed that one.
No. Oh, he does.
Be careful. Be careful with Drew Jones in the box. You'll be accused of drinking your own bathwater in a minute.
Or I'll end up on Fox somehow, way, shape or form.
That's got to be on the quad call. I'll speak to the
boys. Have a word, Drew. Have a word to them,
so
please.
So do you have you used the footy card call before?
No, I've usually used a poster.
Put it on a poster.
Put it on a poster.
But you went with footy card.
Yeah.
It's a great call.
Because I might have tweeted Friday night.
Yeah, you did.
That Liam Ryan put Max Gordon on the card. Yeah.
So that was in your mind.
Yeah. So it was in the mind. So, yeah, poster gets used. And I reckon putting someone on a poster is a basketball.
Yeah, it is. Like being dunked on.
Yeah.
When Bucky was growing up, he had different posters on his wall. Mm-hmm.
Samantha Fox.
I'm ripping all my car places down when I get home.
I think we're done.
Louise will be fine.
We're out. Next weekend, doubleheader Saturday.
Melbourne GWS, is it?
No, that's on Sunday.
Righto, that's on your
Saturday,
head, that one.
We are doing the afternoon game.
We've got the doubleheader because you guys are on the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast. Are you doing Saturday arvo?
I'm doing Saturday afternoon. I should know who that is, shouldn't I? Have a look at the draw.
We're at
Marvel Stadium.
Marvel Stadium.
Or Marvel, rather.
And I'll just chase my drawer up.
We'll
find someone. We'll find some game to do.
Standby.
I can't tell you off the top of the head.
Hawks, no, that's in Tassie. Say, Western Bulldogs, North Melbourne, Marvel Stadium, 2:10.
Dogs in North Melbourne. So we'll have that, and then we'll flick the switch just after 5 to Metricon for the Cats and the Suns.
Yes.
Hopefully have Shane O'Brien on, Geelong VFL coach, because they will play that afternoon.
Saturday night.
And we'll also look forward to Sunday, Melbourne GWS.
That was the one I was thinking
of. That's the early one. The wash-up will be at the special time of 11:30. We're out. Goodbye to Bryza back at K-Rock HQ, pushing the buttons. Done a wonderful job. Thank you to Dave Knott, Sunday specialist.
Yeah, well done, Davey.
His work. Marcel's been snapping away around
the
corridors
not
of
talking,
the
just
MCG.
Taking.
Drewy Jones.
Very
thanks
good,
again.
Drew.
When will we see you?
It's been fun. I'm taking the lovely to Hobart next weekend as a little birthday surprise.
Oh, commiserations.
So she was listening to K-Rock, because if she does, it's no longer a surprise.
No, I'm tipping she's not listening.
There's a salamanca, take plenty of coats.
See you, Drew. See you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Boris, enjoy your week off.
I'll see you at the airport.
You're coming to the Gold Coast.
You two are falling in love. Buick and King. It's an unbelievable combination.
Bucky, I'll see you Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I don't think you will because Bucky's looking at the scoreboard.
You just said goodbye to me. It's lucky Whitfield kicked another goal.
And the score up there is 108 GWS. Carlton 14. It is almost 100.
Chuck, see you Saturday midday. Yes.
I got the Tasmania next weekend.
We're out of here.
We are.
The Hawks getting it done. Well, the Tigers getting it done this afternoon. Easily. Taking the scoreboard off the board.
Good on you, King.
36 points. And you heard it all on.
K-Rock. The blood nut kicks it into the pocket. A well-weighted kick to Gunston, who took a nice Hamlin hanger. 35 from goal, but he's right on the boundary line, punt road end.
Out of side logo, delivers a kick now towards forward 50. Looking for a big Segler in a pack of four. Three Tigers around him and hang on for a Hamlin hanger. Sponsors logo in the back of the jumper, and then he plays on with a quick snap, and Higgins has got the Tigers first of the afternoon and he's seventh of the season. Kick over his and also Grimes' head, but out the back, Bruce is all alone. Left foot snap, and Bruce won't miss that. Luke Bruce with the goal. With a high ball to the outer side. Oh, Segler again. How many marks? That's a Hamlin.
That is
contender.
Four contested marks to big Jonathan Segler.
And
he's going to get a 50-metre
penalty.
Tom Lynch, formerly of the Gold Coast. Sorrento boy. Beautiful kick off the boot. Drop punt. Straight through the high diddle-diddle. The Tigers get one back. The Richmond champion. The Brownlow medalist. 35 metres out. 45-degree angle. Puts the Tigers in front. Lynch says, thank you very much for the 50. Thank your mother for the rabbits. And kicks a goal. The Tigers stretch their lead to 9 points.
Cover the ball and give it up to Grimes, who centre kick inside 50, wanting Bolton or Lynch. Lynch on the third attempt, could mark. Out of the pack, Caddy, goal.
Or it might have been Asprey. Got a fist onto the footy. It spills free. Henderson grabs it. He's got a man all alone in the square. Too easy.
55 from home. Baker hasn't got the distance, but they'll put it into the right forward pocket for Martin. Too strong for Shields in a one-on-one. Bruce will come out on the J-curve. Left forward pocket, punt road in, steps out two and finishes nicely. Classy finish from a classy player. Luke Bruce has got two. Henderson to the top of the goal square. Double palm down was smart by Moore to Bruce, who's kicked his third. Gee, that was smart play by Moore. Couldn't take the mark. Sicily cleaned up at the front, but he might have turned it over. Handball stolen by Caddy. Caddy sees an open goal, and it bounces true.
Shaq. Handball over the top. Surely it's an easy goal. George Castagna buries it with a big torpy into the corporate boxes, three rows high.
Bolton kicked to the top of the square with Lynch flying and hanging on with the Hamlin hanger of the afternoon. Wonderful mark over the top from Tom Lynch. But Sicily dropped an absolute sitter, and it's opened the door for Bolter. And there's a one-on-one inside forward 50. Higgins diving and marking down low in front of Stratton. Higgins swings a high right foot kick, setting it up for Lynch to fly. Goes over his head, picked up at the back. Caddy with a left foot snap. He knew off the boot, he kicked it.
Got a handball to Vlosten, who from 50 metres thumps it and puts an exclamation mark on this game, and he says, Tigers have got it.
He's gone the tour.
And that's what happens.
And that is anticlimactic, to say the least. It's gone off the outside of the right boot, barely gone 30 metres and ended up in the punt road forward pocket. Here's the song, Tiger fans. The fighting fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin. Risking head and shin, if we're behind, then never mind. We'll fight and fight and win, for we're from Tigerland. We never weak until the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old.
Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar the fifth quarter.